During this time of the year, the Yemei Slichos, the Aser Yemei Tshuva, the Yud Gimel Midas Arachamim are very crucial. And of course we repeat them daily, time after time. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai in the aftermath of the Chet HaEgel, he had broken the Luchos. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kitisa and Shmos Lamed Gimel, Vayomer Ani Avir Kol Tuvi Al Ponecha VeKarasi B'Shem Hashem LeFanecha. And if you skip a few psukim, Vayavar Hashem Al Ponov VeYikra Hashem Hashem Kel Rachum VeChanun Erchapayim, and the Yud Gimel Midos. If you fast forward, Vayomer Hine Anochi Koreis Bris Neged Kol Amcha Asenif Laos. Rashi says that Tzorech Lamdecha Seder Tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares that I have to teach you, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Seder Tefillah, Kishen Itzrachto Levakesh Rachmal Yisrael. How to go about presenting, formulating your Tefillah in a way that will guarantee success. V'karasi B'Shem Hashem Lefanecha, Rashi says, Lamdecha Seder Bakoshes Rachamim. And Rashi goes on to say, "Kiseder azeh shatarotzo so meutaf arosi meutaf v'kore yud gimel midos v'ami melamed yisrael lasos came v'yedeshi askiru lefonav rachem v'chanun yunenim ki rachmai lo kolim." The endless, infinite compassion of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Hashem, Rashi says, is midas harachamim. The emes l'shalim socher tov liyosir ritzono. Rashi says erech apayim einam amayr lipora kel avzu midas harachamim. The midos are the midas of rachmim, and the seder tefillah is taught by kaviyocha kodesh baruch hu misatef kishliach tzibur. If we take a look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the famous statement of Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, about seven lines down from the top, Il Moli Mikra Kosev Yefshel Omro Melamit Shenis Atev HaKadosh Baruch Kishliach Tzibur Veherolo Lemoshe Seder Tefillah Omar Lo Kol Zman Shisrael Chotim Yasu Lefonai Keseder Azev Ani Mochelahem Hashem Hashem Ani U Kodem Shechta Adam Ani U Liachar Shechta Adam Yaseh Tshuva. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Bris Kruso L'Yud Gimel Midos She'enom Chozros Reikom She'nemar Hine Anochi Koreis Bris. The emphasis here is on Seder Tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch becomes the Shliach Tzibur to teach Moshe Rabbeinu the Seder Tefillah. This is the Seder that Klal Yisrael should present, should imitate whenever they need Rachamim in the aftermath of sin. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees that if they do the Seder Tefillah Ani Mochalahem, it's a bris krusa l'shlosh tzei midos she'enu chosos li'olam. We saw Rashi al HaTorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe v'imelamed Yisrael lasos kein v'yidei she'azkiru lefanai racham v'chanu yinenim ki rachmai lo kolim. And if we have time at the end of our shiur today, we'll discuss what does it mean that it's nitzrachos b'amiris yud gimel midos. What does it mean we need the yud gimel midos? And to try to answer the question that everybody asks, after all, rabim omrim yud gimel midos, many of us, the multitudes, recite the yud gimel midos v'lo nenu, and they're supplications were not necessarily answered by Hashem. So what does it mean, bris krusa? But I have to tell you, in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, in general, that this phrase, Seder Tefillah, here with regard to Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim, is the fundamental yisod for the structure and the framework of Slichos as we know him today. Slichos is the Seder Tefillah. The laws that regulate Slichos are identical with the laws that regulate Shmona Esrei, Amida, Tefillah. For example, we say Slichos Ba'amida, we begin As we do tefillah with Ashrei, we need a matir of Shevach with Ashrei. We continue with a Chatzi Kaddish. Then we recite a parallel to and a replacement of Psukei Dezimra. And that follows by the Slichos themselves, the Piyutim, which of course introduce the Yigimel Midas HaRachmin. Those are, no doubt, the Bakoshos and parallel the Yud Gimel Bakoshos of every Shmon Esrei, and we culminate with Shema Kolenu, as we do in any Shmon Esrei. We continue with Tachnu Nefil Sapaim that follows the Shmon Esrei, and of course the Shliach Tzivros Mesatev Bitalis. All these dinim and requirements emanate from the same source, the same essential definition of Slichos as a Seder Tefillah, which we saw in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, and of course in Rashi in his Perush al HaTorah. But our main discussion for today regarding the Yud Gimel Midos is the following issue. Can a Yachid recite the Yud Gimel Midos? Is there permission granted for a Yachid to recite Yud Gimel Midos? These are the essential, quintessential Bakoshas Rachamim. In order to ask for Rachmei Shamayim, as we said before, following sin, we need Slicha Mechila, and we use these Yud Gimel Midos almost like a secret kind of code to bring from Shamayim Midas HaRachmim, Rachmei Shamayim. Yazkiru Lefanei Rachmachana, Rashi says, V'yunenim, we need this, I can't make it to davening. Should I nevertheless recite these supplications, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim? And here we have a tshuva of the Rashba. The Rashba in Tshuvas Siman Reish Yud Aleph was asked about this very question, Shloshes V'midos B'yachinim Omro. And the Rashba's answer is Mistavali Shekol Sha'omron Derech Tefillah V'Akashas Rachmim Ein Ne'emorin B'Yachid. The Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim as Tefillah and Bakasha should not be recited as a Yachid. Why? So the Rashba here defines, he lets the cat out of the bag, what is Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim? Kidavar Shebekdushahein. This Amira of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim has the same halachic status as a Dovish B'Kedusha. Says the Rashi Krishma Amru Ba'agad, he's referring to our Gemara here in Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin, Nisatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur V'Hera L'Moshe B'Sinai V'Yomer Kol Zman Shisrael Chotim K'Shiyagia Eis Tzara Yasu L'Fonek Kiseder Azev Ani Mochel Lahem. This is a Dovish HaBekdusha. This is a Dovish HaBekdusha Pachos. The Asar requires, a Tzivah requires a Minyan. The Rashba does allow a person to recite the Yud Gimel Midas Rach, but I wouldn't call it recitation, I would call it reading. Avalim Boli Omro Kach Derech Kriya V'Alma Omer Kederech Sha'omrim Afo Fanim V'Kroi the Kedusha B'derech Kriya, any psukim of Kedusha, Ofanim, Chayis HaKodesh, you can read it from the Tanakh, that's Derech Kriya. Now we'll soon see how the Mishneh Berurah codifies this in his presentation of Hilchos Tainios, because keep in mind, Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim apply not just on the period of Elul and Asosim Tshuva, but also on a Tainis we recite the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim. So that in Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Hilchos Tainios Simon Tuf Kuf Samach Hei, the Mechaber codifying the Tshuvas HaRashba writes, Ein HaYachid Rashoi Lo Meshol Shosei Midos Derech Tefila Bakosha Bakoshas Rachamim Dedov Shev Kedusha Hein Avlin Boli Omram Derech Kriya V'Alma Omram. And the Mishneh Berurah adds that a Dovish Kedusha requires Asar, if he's reading it as a Yochid, their Kriya is Benigun Ubetamim. He should read it with the Trop. That makes it into their Kriya. I was wondering if you have to read it from a sefer, because dvarim shebichsav iyata rishayim lomram bal peh. If you're saying it as a tefillah bakosh, you could read it bal peh, but not as kriyas haTorah, as Talmud Torah. Because in such a case, you absolutely require mitoch haksav. There's no license to read psukim in the Torah bal peh. And the tour presents a different approach. The tour in Aruch Chaim Hilchos Tainius, in the same sima that we mentioned earlier, Tav Kuf Samach Hei, says Kosav Rab Nosson, this is the Bala Aruch, I believe, came even before the Rashba. We saw it in the Tshuvos of Rashba. Now we're seeing it in Rab Nosson, quoted here in the tour. Ein Minog LeYochid HaMisaneh Lomar Shloshei Midos. He's fasting in an Irani Dachas. He's somewhere alone. He has no access to a minion. He should not recite the Shloshei Midos. And on this, the Torah comments, V'eini Odea Ma Chashash Yesh Bedova. What's the big deal? He has license to recite the Shloshei Midos. Lo amru chachamim ela kol davar shebekdusha, kagon kaddish, kedusha ubaruch. We have three subcategories, examples of davar shebekdusha. We have kaddish, we have kedusha, we have baruch hu. But yud gimel midas harachmim is not added to the list. If you take a look in the Beis Yosef, he writes with regard to Rav Nosson, that's the first sheet quoted by the tour that shies away from the yachid reading the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachman B'Yochid, is then Kach Das HaRash B'Shkosav B'Tshuva, and he quotes the Rashi verbatim as we saw it, V'Yafal Pisha Kosav HaRav David Avudraham SheRabbeinu Yonah Kosav Kedivrei Rabbeinu Lo Nog Al Makocha. Even though Rabbeinu Yonah agrees with the Tur and the Yochid, no problem, no hesitation, no inhibition from reciting the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachman, we have the Tur and Rabbeinu Yonah on that side of the, but nevertheless the Minog, as accepted by the Velt, says Beis Yosef, is like Rav Nosson and the Rashba. If you look in the Darchei Moshe, he writes, Aval b'minhagim shalonu kosev diyocholi omrom, avalo yafsik bahem b'shmon esrei. If he's in the middle of Shmon Esrei, he doesn't stop to listen to the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachma as he would for Kaddish, for Kedusha, for Baruch Hu. Meaning, it doesn't have the status of a Darash of Kedusha Mamish. And then he quotes them in real vile in the name of the Arzarua, the Ein Liyochid Lomar Slichos Ovayavar. That with regard to Slichos, a Yochid should shy away from reciting the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim. But then he quotes the Ma'aril with regard to the Tefillah of Haderes Ve'amuna, is Yochol Yochid Liomer Kol Yemos Hashanah Val Tzibur Os Liomer Kim V'Yomah Kippurim. So just to summarize where we're holding now at this point, we have a basic machlokes dating back to the Rishonim and maybe even earlier as to whether or not a Yochid can recite the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim as Bakasha, as Tefillah. Does it have the status of a Darash B'Kedusha? On the one side we have the Rabbeinu Nosson and we have the Rashba. Yes, we treat and define the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim as a Darash B'Kedusha. It's not to be cited to the Yochid. We have a license to read it as Kriya B'Torah, Talmud Torah, but not as Tefillah and Bakasha. On the other side we have the Shita of the Tur, which is also the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah, to the effect that a Yochid could recite the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim. On the one end, it's the Rashba who defines the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim as the Dovash B'Kedusha, which requires Asura. On the other hand, we have the Torah denying that Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim is the classified as the Dovash B'Kedusha. After all, it's not included in the list, the exhaustive list of Dovash B'Kedusha that includes Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu. We have the Arzarua quoting the Gaonim, Ein Hayochid Omer Slichos Klal V'Eina Omer Vayava L'Fishein Omer Yud Gimel Midas B'Yochid Ela B'Tzibur. And he quotes our Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Bris Kusli Yud Gimel Midol Shein and Chosos Rekom, that bris is a bris with Klal Yisrael. It's not a bris, God doesn't enter into a covenant with a Yachid. And therefore, we should not recite these Tachnunim, these Slichos, B'Yachid. And it's only a tzibur that recites Slichos. In the footnote here on the Arzaruah, he writes, Achronim tomu al Rabbeinu maduein lomar tachnunim b'yachid b'li yud gimel midos. Why not at least allow and permit the yachid to recite the piyutim of Slichos, leaving out, omitting the yud gimel midos harachamim? And it could very well be that what the Arzaruah meant by Slichos here, ein leyachid omer Slichos klal, he's referring to Slichos together with yud gimel midos harachamim. And that's why he emphasizes Ein Omer Vayavar. Vayavar is the introduction to Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. So as we said before, the Slichos are part of a Seder HaTefillah that culminate after following the Piyutim with the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. And here again we have the Shita of the Rashba, which is codified, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tainios, Tav Kuf Samach Hei, and the Mishnah Berurah there added a proviso that the Yochid, if he's reading it as Kriyas HaTorah, has to do so b'nigun u'b'tamim. Now, there's also a Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. So, just to review, the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tainios, Tavkuf Samach Hei, we read Yud Aleph, Sifkat Yud Aleph, but let's fast forward to Seif Yud Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. He writes, Aval Achronim Tomu Al Ikra Adin, Lama Lo Yomar HaYochid Slichos, Du Tachnunim Bialma, Veskinu De Slichos Blo Yud Gimel Midos, Yochal HaYochid Lomar. So the Mishnah Berurah, as we saw in the footnote on the Arzaruah, advocates a lenient approach lahalach lemaisim regarding slichos without yud gimel midas harachamim. But as far as yud gimel midas harachamim, there he requires it to be der kriya with nigun utamim. In the Sharat Siun, he quotes the Magen Avraham that seems to be mekil with regard to the slichos themselves, which means the piyutim, and the Magen Avraham interprets the Arzaruah that b'makom shenogim lomar slichos b'tzibur b'emtza tefila hayachid b'tefila so any yachal lasos kebishim hefseg, that which the Arzaruah writes against a yachid reciting slichos, that's because that was the minhag to recite slichos in the middle of tefila, and that's only allowed, that's only integrated into the tefila when there's tefillah b'tzibur. The yachid should not recite slichos within the framework of Shmoneh Esrei, and that's very, very relevant on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the Sharat Siyun of the Mishnah Berurah gives an accolade here and a recommendation to accept the Magen Avraham bi'uru nacham b'divrei Arzaruah, so that reciting slichos b'yachid depends if you're reciting slichos b'yachid as we do it on a daily basis during the days of El, the days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, that's fine, as long as you don't say the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, unless you're doing it b'nigun b'tam der kriya. However, if you're talking about the slichos that are integrated into Shmoneh Esrei, those require a tzibur, otherwise it's a hefsek in the middle of tefillah. And I wanted to show you another Mishnah Berurah, and this is in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. Just give me a second to find it. This is Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. The Ramah writes, V'omdim Bashmores Lomar Slichos. V'om Rishon Shalifnei Rosh Hashanah. That's the Minhag Ashkenaz. And on this, the Mishnah Berurah adds his comment, Lomar Slichos V'af Yochid Yuchal Lomar Osom She'em V'em Yud Gimel Midos. Again, this is the Mishnah Berurah, consistent with what he wrote in Hilchos Tainios, that the Yochid is allowed to recite the Slichos themselves, without the Yud Gimel Midos, again, this is outside the framework of Shmon Esrei, ubischlichos shenizkar Yud Gimel Midos, yedalik osan tevos, whenever you see the slichos, there's sometimes an epismo, there's the Yud Gimel Midos Arachamim, that should be skipped. And then he writes that the im hoya minyan betchila samir saslichos lebasof yatzu miktsosi yeshlomar demikomakom omer kaddish achra slichos keinyam asher isbar besimanun hey. So Blinet will come back to this in a few minutes. The Mishnah Berurah is speaking about a case where he started slichos with a minyan, and then some of the members of the tzibur dropped out. He doesn't have a minyan anymore. Can he continue? And again, this would seem to be related to what we're talking about today in the name of the tshuva sarash, but that Yud Gimel Midos Sarachma have the status of a davar shebekedusha, and a davar shebekedusha has a unique halacha that you have to begin the kickoff of the davar shebekedusha has to be with a minyan, not necessarily the complete, the end. So the nafkemina la'alocha as to this machlokas, whether Yud Gimel Midos Rachmim is to be classified and defined as a davar shebekedusha or not, is number one, of course, whether or not Yud Gimel Midos Rachmim should be recited by Yochid. But number two, as we indicated earlier in the Mishnah Berurah, but now we want to get into it a little bit more head on, if a person hears that the Tzibur is reading Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim, and he's in the middle of his davening, should he stop in order to link up with the Tzibur? For example, let's say he's in the middle of Pesukei DeZimra, or even more severe, he's in the middle of Berachas Kriyat Shema, or he's learning Torah. Should, in all these cases, he interrupt himself because the Tzibur is up to Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim? Now, the background for this, before we get to the case of Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim, is the halacha that's codified by the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. And this you'll see in Simon Samachay, Seif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Kora Kriyat Shema v'nichnas lebeis ha-kneses u'motza tzibur shekorin Kriyat Shema. He already recited, fulfilled his mitzvah of Kriyat Shema before he came to shul. He comes to shul now, and the tzibur is reciting Kriyat Shema. Tzorich likros imoim pasuk rishon. He's got to stop and join the tzibur at least for the first pasuk Shema Yisrael. Since the Tzibur is involved in Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, he's got to link up with them. Otherwise, the spectator suspects him of being Poresh, that he's not interested in Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. But what if he's in a place where he cannot be Mafsik? Let's say, for example, he's davening Pesukei DeZimra. The Mechaber writes, "Im haya osuk b'makom shein rashoy lifsa kagon v'ibarach shomer v'eilech lo yafsik el yomer atevos shu omer b'shosh atzibur omer pasuk risho b'nigur atzibur kidei shei nirek ilu korei moyem." He should fool the spectator and recite his pesukei d'zimra with a nigun in such a way that it sounds like he's reciting the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, so that no one should suspect him of being poreish from Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. Kara Kriyat Shema v'nichnas beis haknesus motzu tzibur shekorin Kriyat Shema tov sheyikra imoim kol Kriyat Shema v'yikabel schar ki kori b'torah. He's already fulfilled his mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Now he's in the beis haknesus. There's no issue, neither of nireh kilu eino rotz l'kabel ol malchus shemayim. For example, he joined the tzibur for Shema Yisrael. There's no issue of hefsek. He's not in the middle of birchas Kriyat Shema. Then he should recite Kriyat Shema with them. And he says, call Kriyat Shema, but he should read it as if he was reading in the Torah. And what we see here clearly from the Mechaber, just to summarize, is that a person who comes in to a tzibur, and there the tzibur is being mekabel olmach shemayim, he has to join them. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Tess writes the following. Shekorin Kriyat Shema, the case, of course, in the Mechaber is that he comes into the shul and the tzibur is davening Kriyat Shema. V'hu adin says mishmur shar dover shat tzibur omrim. Wow, this is a big to do, a big chiddush. And he's quoting the Achronim. He doesn't tell you whom, but they say that this halacha of joining with the tzibur is not limited to Kriyat Shema, to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It applies to anything that the tzibur is involved in as a tzibur. Kigon Tehila LeDavid. Now, I'm not sure why Tehila LeDavid, which is what we call Ashrei, is necessarily a kind of Kabbalah Solmach Shemaim of the tzibur. Maybe it means that Ashrei links together the Yechidim and makes them into a tzibur. Then he gives the example of Olenu that he quotes in the name of the Machzah Shekel. Now Olenu for sure is Kabbalah Solmach Shemaim. Olenu is the essentially in its essence is all about Kabbalah Solmach Shemaim. It is actually the kickoff of Malchus on Rosh Hashanah. And it would seem from the Mishnah Berurah that we have to add to this list of first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, where you have to be careful to join the tzibur. You have to add Ashrei and Olenu. Now, if you fast forward to Sif Katan Yud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah, where it says in the Mechaber that if you're in the middle of Pesukim Zimra or Birchas Kriyat Shema, you're not going to be mafsik for Shema Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah in Yud Aleph writes, V'achronim kosvu de b'birchas baruch shom yishtav Pesukim Zimra yesh lahafsik. Al Birchas Ol Kriyat Shema is he should not be mafsik unless he's finished Kriyat Shema. But Bein HaProkim lo yafsik klal. Again, he should do this kind of shtick that we saw in the Mechaber, where it sounds like he's reading together with the Tzibur, the Shema Yisrael, but he should not be mafsik his Birchas Kriyat Shema. That's the Achronim. So it's not like it's an absolute carte blanche to be mafsik in order to be mekabel kol malach shemaim with the Tzibur. In Pesukim Zim we saw in the Mechaber he should not be mafsik. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim say that he should be mafsik, but certainly in the case of Birchas Kriyat Shema, both the Mechaber and, as we saw in the name of the Machzah Shekel, they finalized the codes as not to be mafsik in the middle of Birchas Kriyat Shema for the sake of joining the Tzibur with Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Now, I say all this as an introduction to the Chayei Adam. The Chayei Adam in Hilchos Kriyat Shema adds to the list of those things where the Yochid should link up with the Tzibur. We had the list of Shema Yisrael. The Mechaber added Olenu. I'm sorry, the Mishnah Berurah added Olenu and Ashrei. And these are all cases where the Yochid, again, unless he's being mafsik, where he shouldn't be mafsik, should link up with the Tzibur. Comes along the Chayei Adam, and he writes, V'hu adin b'chol dover shatzibur oskir bo afilu piyutim yikra imoem v'yafu pishekvar omram v'al yafrosh min hatzibur. So that the Chayei Adam adds piyutim. Now this is going to be very relevant to slichos. Let's say, for example, I already heard slichos, or I'm in the middle of my davening in a place where I should not normally be mafsik, like for example Pesukim Zimra or Birchas Kriyat Shema, etc. Should he be mafsik for the sake of joining the piyutim? That's an interesting chiddush here of the Chayei Adam. Now, as we said before, it's possible within the framework we discussed of the Or Zeruah to link the Slichos with the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachman to form one entity. And if we assume this Slichos / Yud Gimel Midas HaRachman entity and classify it as the Rashba would as a Dovar Shevikdusha, and clearly therefore it's incumbent upon the Tzibur, it fits the bill, the description of the Chayei Adam of Davar Shatzibur Oskimbo, and therefore he should be kore imayim. Now the Ramah in Simon Kuf Chaf Hey Seif Aleph talks about Kedusha, and let's read the Ramah inside. The Ramah writes, Misha Omer Seder Kedusha Ubala Beis HaKnes Matzah Tzibur Onim Kedusha is Chozer V'Yoni Mohem. He has already recited and fulfilled his mitzvah of Kedusha in a different shul. Now he comes to this shul. The Tzibur is up to Kedusha. He should repeat Kedusha together with them. So now we could add to the list of first Pasuk of Kriyat Shema, Olenu, Ashrei, Piyutim, Slichos. We can add Kedusha, that's for sure. And that makes 100% sense, because again, when the Tzibur is reciting Kedusha, that's certainly a Dover Shat Tzibur Oseg Bo. So in any event, there are things that one is required to respond and link up with the Tzibur when the Tzibur is Oseg Bo, Kriyat Shema, Kedusha, Ashrei, Olenu, and even Piyutim, according to the Chayotam. Now, one case, one scenario of linking up with the Tzibur would be when he comes to Shul and he's not in the middle of his tefillah, he's not yet learning Torah. That's one thing. What about the case of someone who's in the middle of his tefillah or his Torah, his study? Is he going to be mafsik to be mitztarif with the Tzibur? So if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, what we saw is that for the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, in order that he shouldn't look as if he's not interested in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, he should not be mafsik in the middle of Psukei Dezimra or Birchas Kriyat Shema. However, if you look in Hilchas Kriyat Shema Simon Samach Vav, the very next Simon, then the Mechaber in Sif Gimel writes, L'kadosh L'kedusha L'baruch Hu mafsik afil b'emtza pasuk v'chein l'modim. He says if it's a real Darvish of a Kedusha, then he has to be mafsik, afilu b'emtza ha-posuk. He's in the middle of Kriyat Shema, in the middle of a posuk. Normally we would not allow any sort of a hefsek, but here he is mafsik for the sake of a Darvish of a Kedusha, which means Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, and Modim. Except in the case of Modim, he just recites the word Modim. So we have again different levels here of, and different categories of stopping and joining the Tzibur. In one category, in one class, we're saying that he should always, if there's no hefsek in the middle of tefillah, link up with the Tzibur. But if there's a hefsek in his tefillah, he should not link up with the Tzibur. Those are cases of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim of the Tzibur. But then we get to another classification called Dover Shebe Kedusha, like Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and Kedusha. There, the requirement to connect with the Tzibur and respond to Kedusha, etc., is so profound that it requires a person even to be mafsik, be emsa, hatfila, in a place where normally he would not be allowed to be mafsik. And he has to respond to Kedusha, Kaddish, Baruch Hu, and Modim, the Rabbanon, to recite these with the Tzibur. Now, what's the din as far as Amiras Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim? And Lechor, it should depend upon the Machlok Shin, the Rashba, and the Torah that we're discussing today. According to the Rashba, Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim has the status of a Dovah Shebe Kedusha, and that's why the Rashba requires Tzibur. If that be the case, then even if you're up to a place where you normally would not be allowed to be mafsik, you'd have to be mafsik to respond to the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. According to the Torah, on the other hand, and the Beis Yosef we saw says that the Rebbe Yonah agrees with the tour, Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim is not defined as a Dovah Shebe Kedusha. It can be said B'yachid, and therefore you would not be mafsik in the meaning of tefillah for the sake of responding to Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. And this very issue was raised and presented as a question to Rav Shlomo Kluger, who lived approximately 150 years ago, maybe a little bit more, in his Tshuva Sefer HaElef Lecha Shlomo. Sima Mem Dalet in Aruch Chaim, he writes, ha'imuto lahafsik v'toch birchas kriyat shma lomar ha'yud gimel midos imat zibur. And he says that the Shoel said, as we said, it all depends on the plukta between the Tur and Rabbeinu Nosson in Hilchas Tainio, Simon Tovkuf, Samachay, as to whether or not you're allowed to recite Yud Gimel Midas B'Yachid. And the Meshiv here, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, he was, by the way, the Av Beis Din in Galitzin, a city called Brat, my father-in-law, on his mother's side, meaning my wife's grandmother comes from Brod, and his grandfather was Rabbi Nechemia Brot. His name was Brot. I mean, you may know a number of people named Brot, whether they be in Nachlaot or in other places. Brot is a family name because of the city of Brot. There are many Yiddish songs about Brot. And Rabbi Shlomo Kluger almost 2 centuries ago disagrees with this Shoel, and he says that even if I maintain that Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim is a Dovash of a Kedusha that can only be recited B'tzibur as the Rashba maintains, Rabbeinu Nosson, nevertheless it is not to be added to the list that we saw in the Mishnah Brura, in the Mechaber himself, in Hilchas Kriya Shva Simen Samach Vav of Kaddish Kedusha and Baruch Hu, where you have to stop even in the middle of Tefillah to join the Tzibur, and he says a Lamdusha distinction. And it's not coincidental that the Mechaber left out Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim when he codifies the halach of interrupting your Tefillah for the sake of a Dovash B'Kedusha. Why was that left out? And he says the following, that when you have a chovas yachid, which can only be fulfilled with a tzibur and in the presence of a tzibur, then the yachid has to stop no matter where he is, even in the middle of tefillah, in order to say it with the tzibur. He has that chiyuv. And that chiyuv itself is matir, hefsek b'emtza tefillah, in order to likedei liomra matzibur. And in the case where the chiyuv itself is not on the yachid, but it devolves upon the tzibur as a tzibur, but not on the yachid. And in such cases, it would be also to be mafsik in the middle of his tefillah. And therefore, if we read the language of Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo, he writes, Eino nira lahafsik, even if it's a davar shebekedusha, Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, Eino mechuyev liomer. He doesn't have a chiyuv. The chiyuv is on the tzibur. He's busy davening, and therefore he's not part of the tzibur to be chayev as a tzibur. The Eino doma lekadosh lekedusha baruch hu davi achiyuv al ha'adam, meaning al ha'yachid, just that he cannot fulfill that and discharge that obligation without a tzibur. The af b'shomei kadosh Eino mechuyev bo lishmoa. He says that even kadosh is a chiyuv that is incumbent upon the tzibur as a tzibur, and in such a case, says we should actually categorize kaddishim under 2 different classes. There's some kaddishim where the yochid has to be yotzei his chiyuv kaddish. There are others where he's not chayv in kaddish at all. Depends on what kaddish you're talking about. But he writes in the case of Yud Gimel Midos, ein shum chiyuv alei. There is no chiyuv of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim incumbent upon the Yachid. And that's exactly why the Rashba and Rabbeinu Nosson insist that the Yachid should not recite Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim as a tefillah and a bakasha. And therefore, there's no matir allowing him to interrupt him his tefillah for the sake of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. That's only in the Dovash of Kedusha where the chiyuv is on the Yachid as well as the Tzibur. And that's a brilliant chap of the great Rav Shlomo Kluger. You'll find something similar in a different formulation in the Tshuvas of the Tzitz Eliezer of Eliezer Waldenberg. He says, Nachti la'alocha neshazunam chiyuv la'afsik la'anol seka leka bazeh. There's no absolute chiyuv to be mafsik in the middle of your tefillah. And if there's no chiyuv, then there's no matir, it's a hefsek, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. And he writes that Shmias Amiras Yud Gimel Mach Shomea. He says, of course, he should listen to Yud Gimel Midas Arachamim, even if he's already fulfilled that, if he should join up with the Tzibur, if he's not being mafsik in the Tefillah in a place where he's not allowed to be mafsik. That for sure. But he's not allowed to be mafsik in certain places, even for the sake of Yud Gimel Midas Arachamim, so far as that Chiyuv is a Chovas Tzibur. So take, for example, if a person is in the middle of Psuki the Zimra, the Tzitz Eliezer writes, Im nomar bezezil basatamet tzarech liyos osur lanos afilu biemtza psuki de zimra. He should not respond to Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim while he's reciting between Yishtabach and between Baruch Shomer and Yishtabach psuki de zimra, because that's another place where he's not allowed to be mafsik. And again, since he doesn't have a chiyuv to recite the Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim, because as a yochid there is no chiyuv, that's the Shitas Rabbi Nosson and the Rash, but therefore there's no matir to be mafsik in a place where he's normally not allowed to be mafsik. So according to this svara, for sure you're not mafsik in the middle of tefillah. The Tzitz Eliezer goes as far as to say you're not mafsik in the middle of Suki de Zimra. What would be if a person is in the middle of learning Torah? There too it would be logical that he should not be obligated to recite Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim HaTzibur. And the Tzitz Eliezer patters him up, he exempts him from being mitztaref to the recitation of Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim HaTzibur because ha'osek v'mitzvah potter min ha'mitzvah. And he writes, afilu im rak osek b'torah, or afilu im omer rak tehilim, mikomakom shuve nitzorach lomar, he doesn't have to respond, osek mitzvah potim mitzvah. And it would seem that the Tzitz Eliezer is applying this to Yud Gimel Midas Arachim, because once again, there's no chiyuv. Rav Moshe Feinstein is Igris Moshe, and that's in Or Chaim Chelek Gimel Siman Pei Tes, also addresses this question of Dvar Yud Gimel Midos in Mechuyovim Lanos Kishashomea Mitzibur Acher Shekvar Espalel V'yemafsik V'yemtza Limudo. And in this question he distinguishes between the Chiyuv of Amiras Kriyat Shema Kedusha and Baruch with the Tzibur and the Chiyuv of Amiras Yud Gimel Midos with the Tzibur. In the case of Yud Gimel Midos, we don't have the reasoning that we had in Kriyat Shema Shelo Yiroa Kilu Eino Rotzel Kabbal Ol Malchus Shamayim, because the Yud Gimel Midas Rachman doesn't come under Kabbal Ol Malchus Shamayim. We don't have the reasoning that applies to Kiddush and Baruch Hu, that it's a Kiddush Shem Shamayim in Matzibur, right? What we call a Dovah Shem Kiddusha, that certainly the Yochid is obligated to be Makadi Shem Shamayim, and so with the Tzibur. But nevertheless, he says that ain't svar l'chayvus ha'yochid lom yud gimel midas harachamim avol minaga olam hulas kiram u'mistama yesh lahem makar al zeh. It sounds like there is a minog to interrupt one's tefillah for the sake of responding to yud gimel midas harachamim, and Rav Moshe says there must be some source for this. He doesn't know exactly where it is. V'tam yesh l'zeh, he says the logic behind this minog is the more people that join the bandwagon and join in the tefillah and the bakosh of Yud Gimel Midas Mach, the greater is the power of the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim Tiba Ma'orer Rachamim. Now, it's not just the minion and that's bust. You know, everything is uniform. You could have, you know, 20,000 mispalim in Ger reciting Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim. You could have 10 mispalim in some small shul here and it's all the same. No. The more people that join in the Amiras Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim, the greater is this Orus of Rachmi Hashem Yisbar. And therefore, he says the minig is Yesh Lahafsik Milimudo. He should stop his learning in the middle of Talmud Torah. Velanos imonim yud gimel midos, according to this minog, to respond to yud gimel midos. He's doing a hatovah for the entire tzibur. Ulahafsik kishalom dim Torah v'rabim istaber she'ein lahafsik. But if it's not the yachid who's learning Torah, but the entire tzibur is learning Torah, they should not interrupt their learning as a tzibur, which is called Talmud Torah v'rabim, a special category for the sake of being meitiv for the tzibur that's reciting the yud gimel midas harachamim. So in the case of amiras ashrei olenu or piyutim that are similar to yud gimel midas harachamim, where there is no chiyuv li'omer manatzibur, then it would come out according to the tshuva of the Igros Moshe that all these reasonings that we gave with regard to yud gimel midas harachamim don't apply, and therefore there's no chiyuv li'omer manatzibur, and that's against the Mishneh Berurah and the Chayyadim, both of whom insist that one has to link up with the tzibur for slichos in the case of the Chayyadim, for ashrei and olenu in the case of the Mishneh Berurah, even though we're not talking about, you know, kriyat shema, we're not talking about kedusha matzibur. You know, Rav Moshe says that there are very specific and limited cases where you have to stop in order to join the tzibur. In the case of Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, for the sake of the tzibur and the power of the tzibur to bring down Rachmei Shamayim. So, just to summarize, what we were able to clarify is that there's a machlokas haposkim as to how to classify and define Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. Is it Dovash of Kedusha? Is it a chiyuv only on the tzibur to exclude the yachid? The Shulchan Aruch paskins that it's a Dovash of Kedusha, only Omram the yachid. A yachid, however, even according to this opinion, would not be mafsik in a place where he's not allowed to be mafsik. For example, in Kriya, in the Birchas Kriyat Shema, or in Psukei Nezivah, in order to join together with the Tzibur, because despite the fact that we are accepting, embracing the Shita that Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim is Dovash of Kedusha, we normally are mafsik for the sake of linking up with the Dovash Kedusha, but that's only in the case of Kaddish Kedusha Baruch Hu, where there's a Chiv on the Yachid. But in the case of Yud Gimel Midas, there's no Chiv on the Yachid. It's not like Kedusha and Kaddish and Baruch Hu, and therefore there's no Heter to be Mafsik. However, we have the Svar of the Igros Moshe that although there's no Chiv on the Yachid to recite Yud Gimel Midas in Harachmim, but nevertheless there is some sort of a Minog which Rav Moshe tries to justify by saying that adding your voice to the voices of the tzibur, as far as Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, is going to intensify the hisorus. However, according to the strict halacha, Rav Moshe says that all the explanations that apply to being mafsik do not apply to Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, whether it's the case of Kriyat Shema, where there's a definite obligation not to be parish men at tzibur of Kabbalah Sol Machashmai, whether it's Kedusha Baruch Hu and Kaddish, where the Yachid has a chiv to recite it with the tzibur. So since here, in the case of Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, there's no chiv to recite it with the tzibur, therefore certainly he should not be mafsik in the middle of his tefillah, despite the justification for the minog that seems to be quite widespread. Rav Moshe also differentiates between, as we saw, Talmud Torah D'Yachid and Talmud Torah D'Rabim. Even if you apply and accept this minhag to be mafsik in the middle of Talmud Torah for the sake of responding to Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, but not if the Rabim are studying Torah together. And I just want to conclude our discussion by mentioning a tshuva called Betzel Chachma. And this tshuva is authored by the Avbezdin of Laverne. His name is Rabbi Tzal Stern, and he deals again with this question of the Chiv Yachid to recite Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim Atzibur. At the beginning, he wants to make it depend upon the Machlokas HaPoskim whether Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim is a Dovash B'Kedusha or not, and therefore according to the Torah and the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim does not qualify as Dovash B'Kedusha. The Yachid should certainly not be mafsik in his tefillah to recite Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, but according to the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rashba Rabbeinu Nosson, that a yochid does not recite Yud Gimel Yisra Rachman derech tefillah tachnuna because it's a davish mikdusha, then the din would be that if he finds the tzibur reciting Yud Gimel Yisra Rachman, he would have to stop wherever he is and respond to the Yud Gimel Yisra Rachman. And then he drops a bomb here, a chiddush gadol adina, and he says that even according to the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Lomar, She'eino Dovash HaBekdusha Mamish, B'chein Mora Loshen HaRashba Tshuvish Kosov, U'kid Dovash HaBekdusha Hein. The Rashba's language is Kid Dovash HaBekdusha Hein. It's not Mamish Dovash HaBekdusha. And he comes to the conclusion that according to that, a Yochid who's in the middle of Psukei the Zimro, or in Birchas Kriyat Shema, he should not be mafsik in order to respond to Yud Gimel Midos with the Tzibur. He says, Halacha Lemaisa, that if he's in the middle of Psukei Zimri, he's Rashoy Lahafsik Lomar Yud Gimel Midos in Matzibur. That's not considered a hefsek. And the reason for that is the Psukim of Yud Gimel Midos Rachma, as we saw very well and clearly in Rashi and his Pirush al Torah, are Psukim of Shevach Vutehila, and they do not form a hefsek in Psukei Dezimra, which is Shevach Utehila. And the Harei Kedem of Rav Michal Shurkin also quotes in the name of the Rav Zichron Levracha to explain the Shittas HaRambam that Slichos should be recited in a Beis Knesset, in a Tzibur, Ikra Hefse Shal Yud Gimel Midos, Eino Ela B'Tzibur, but V'lo Mitzad Dovash B'Kedusha, Ela Mitchila Kol Ikar Tefila Zulo Nitkana Ela B'Tzibur. So we have here a kiyum of tefila. As we said, the Rav says that Seder HaTefila means that the Yud Gimel Midas Rachman has a kiyum of tefila. It's a cheft of tefila, and as such it requires a tzibur, but not B'Torah's Dovash B'Kedusha. Now both sides will stop here, and in Mirtz Hashem we should be zocher that our tefilos are accepted on high. We need Bakashas Rachman so desperately during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. We should have the proper kavanas when we recite the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept them and hearken to our prayers and grant us a great year of Nachas, of Avodas Hashem, of teaching Torah, learning Torah. Kein Yiratzon. Amen.